player of the game today is Jermaine Beal. I got to ask you, that half-court shot, did they draw it up for you just like that, a little behind the back, and then just step across half-court and drain it?
Nah, coach just told me to, like cut around the court, and Ross passed me the ball, and it was luck, really. I don't know how I made it, but it went in, so everybody got excited. So.
Well, and what that did, you know, as poorly as Auburn played, you guys were only up 9, and all of a sudden, if they would have gone into the locker room in single digits, now all of a sudden they go into the locker room 12 down.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, the shot, like, it gave us momentum. Everybody was excited in the locker room, so it really helped us out a lot.
All of a sudden, you get into a situation where Auburn cuts the lead to 1, and then you make 2 really stellar defensive plays with a back slap and then get a layup. And then what I thought may have been the toughest shot in the game was when you brought the ball down on the dribble and pull up from about 8 feet and just drain it right over the top of the rim.
Right. Coach won his own defense. So I had, like, my hands up high, and on one of them I went behind him and hit it and then got a layup. But then on the second one, I kind of gambled a little bit and tipped it, and Red got it and passed to me, and I made a pull-up shot. So it was nice.
Nice to be at home. We struggle a little bit on the road now, and you come back home in front of the home crowd, and you start playing well. The one nice thing is that Shane Foster really stepped up big in the second half after only having 3 at half.
Yeah, he did. Shane, I think he scored like maybe like 10, 12 in a row one time. He was just like killing it. I was like, dang, he's hot right now. But I mean, yeah, it's good to come back home. I miss home. Like, we ain't played here in like a week or so. So it was good to come home and get a win.
Auburn in the second half comes out. Tolbert, who doesn't start, just absolutely torches us in the second half. Yeah. I think he had 26, 28 points in the second half.
Alone?
Yeah, alone. Yeah.
Dang, that's tough.
So you're in a situation now where you've taken care of home court here, and now you have to go back out on the road again at Georgia and at South Carolina Wednesday, Saturday.
Right. We got 2 more road games we need to win. Like, these road games are really like must wins right now because we're 3-3 in conference. And we're going to have to steal some road games, so might as well steal some coming up soon.